Yoel, Perek Beis Pasachaf. If you hear any squeaking in the background, I apologize. It is one of those weeks between camp and school, and the next door neighbor kids are very, very bored. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Yoel the Navi is giving us a pep talk, telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us completely destroyed, and that we've got a tremendously positive fate, a huge destiny, a wonderful future, if we just act accordingly to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us to do. Chav v'satzifoni archik me'aleichem, the northerner I will distance from you. Remember, the northerners are always the enemies, whether they are Ashur or Bavel, Iraq, Persia, all of the bad guys tend to come in from the north, but this can also refer to the host of locusts, which are coming. And I will make them far away, and I will drive him away to a land barren and desolate. You're going to kick him out. That'll be the end of the locusts. Espanov, El Hayom HaKadmoni, its face to the eastern sea, Vesofo El Hayom Achron, and its end to the western sea. So it's going to be facing east with its other end facing west. They're going to be destroyed. And the Allah Vashow and its terrible stench, its odor, its terrible smell will ascend the Ta'al Tzachanoso, and its terrible taste is going to ascend, kind of filth. Ki Higdil Lasos, because it did great things. It did a great evil. The great things here are not a positive thing, but it stretched forth its hands against Pasha Yodo Bigadolim, against Klal Yisrael, who are the great ones. So the problem is, when you get caught up in the terrible smells and the terrible filth and the terrible appearance of other cultures, when the Yom HaDin comes, we're all going to have to face some facts about what it is that we allowed ourselves to be seduced by rotting and foulness. And, you know, we're all going to end up, we come from Tipa Serucha, and we're all going to end up as food for the maggots and the worms. And these are earthy sorts of descriptions. But the Gemara Sukkah, the Chazal say that Tzifoni comes from Tzafun, Tzafun Barech, right? Hiding the Afikomen, which means hidden. Dr. Hirsch elaborates, they understand the word to be used here as the character of sin. Sensuous passion, which is designated as furtive, hidden, kept out of sight. And in a thousand ways tricks a man out of his true self, his real nature. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to make us ascend, trying to elevate us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of the atrocities which have been perpetrated on the world stage in the name of religion, of patriotism, of national teachings, or for the supposed spread of civilization among the children of nature, says Dr. Hirsch, but in reality had no other object than to satisfy the lust of conquest of rulers greedy for glory, or the greed of pleasure-seeking or treasure-seeking nations. All the crimes committed in public for the great honor of God, so-called, or to maintain which is, after all, only a statute of enforced power, or a system of supposed justice and rights. All of the individual misdeeds which sanctimoniously drape themselves in the cloak of virtue. All of these, in light of understanding of the word Tzifoni, the way the Chazal understood it, present themselves as the work of this evil. But mankind will wake up. It will be driven out into the wilderness. It will disappear in the mighty rays of light that enlighten all darkness and emanate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who reveals himself as Higdil Lasos, accomplishes great things. If that is not a better summary of our times, furtive, hidden sin of sensual pleasures, atrocities perpetrated on the world stage in the name of patriotism, religion, national teaching, spread of civilization, humanity, human rights, equality, diversity. I understand I'm sounding like a terrible 50-some-odd year conservative, but I suppose I am. But also, if you obey the Torah, then you find it hard to be swayed by Marxist slogans and socialist paradise utopias that don't ever come to really exist, which are really just a platform for grandeur and greed for individual people. This is our time. This is where we are living. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in Chaf Aleph, Al tiri adama. Don't fear, O land. Gili usamachi. Rejoice, jubilate. Ki higdil Hashem lasos. Because Hashem has performed great things, as Dr. Hirsch just said. Chabez al tiru bahamos sadai. Ki doshu na os midbar. Don't fear beasts of the field. Remember, the beasts of the field were sighing and confused a moment ago. Ki doshu na os midbar. The dwelling places of the wilderness have become covered with grass, with deshe. We say that right away in Bereshis, when we lay on Simchas Torah. Ki eitz nasa piryo. The trees have borne their fruit. Te'ein avagefen nasnu chelam. The fig tree and the vine have given forth their strength. So this is past tense, but future tense. Whereas before we said all the trees of the field have dried up, now they're going to give forth their fruit. Or we said before the bark was being stripped off the trees, now we have everything coming again. The Gemara in Ksubas says that the Chazal learned that in the times of the Mashiach, even barren trees in Eretz Yisrael will bear fruit. Eretz Yisrael is going to be a wonderland. It's going to be a glory. And we've seen some of that come true in our own time. Just with the hydroponics. Imagine what it's going to be like when the Mashiach comes. So if we are a nikvus of the Mashiach, there is a future and there is potential.